Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. If you missed that, you got to find out, you know, what the word is coming out. The apostolic church is arising according to God. And also being Robert Heidler and Chuck Pierce, a book about to be released. And that's something is like the Second Street book is about to be released.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that. It's like, you know, think about it, though. If you haven't yet left our past, if we're doing evil deeds, then you fear God hits you because that you're about to be revealed. By the way, let me give you some clues. Okay, before this book hits, and if what you built around you is a sacred cow, and everything is about fading into that, and you haven't required people to know God, and you haven't told people the truth, you can repent now. You can just go, folks, I just want to tell you that this is a line of demarcation. Well, everything I said to this point, forgive me, and if you'll allow me to stay here, I sincerely commit that I will seek the Lord for a word. I'll pray and fast, and I'll relate with those who do. And when I come here, I'll come here with fear and trembling in hopes that God would have spoken to me, that I could share with you a word that's going to inspire you, encourage you, and convict you to bring you back into the fold if you will let me. Mm-hmm. And think about that, and mean it. Think about this, Pastor. And by the way, he'll still accept that after the book comes out. But so many people are going to have a lot of issues, thinking, "Well, it's just another thing." And the truth is that we're about to be rebuked. The church is about to be rebuked, just like the pyramid situation when, Steve Bailey was being shown that pyramid. It's like, okay, and think about this. At any moment, your podium could split and you could be thrown against the back of the back. Does this not happen? Tommy Tenney, God's right. Chasers, yep. Read about it. You know, and I think that's what's about to happen. And it's a sacred cow. If everything falls apart because you can't get up behind that thing, then that's a cow. That's a sacred cow because everything should go on without you. You've introduced them. That's why Jesus actually went to a city and he invited them to know him. And that's why Paul went into a city and invited them to know Jesus. And then they left because they know him. Mm-hmm. And that's our job, is to introduce people to him and his voice. I mean, even Eli could introduce Samuel to God's voice. Come on. Right, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't know yet, if you forgot, if you left your first love, pause. Unlearn. Get out of your head. Move back down to your heart, go back to your first love, and begin to abide with him. It's so cool. That is so, you know, it's the most exciting thing in your life is going to be, again, spending time with God. And we have a simple plan for you. By the way, everything you'll ever need to say behind or in front of those folks again will come to you from God and his word, and it's called abiding. Because apart from him, you could do nothing.
That's right.
So just, you don't have to tell anybody. You just, you know, here you are just listening. It's just, you're riding on the road right now, or you're watching us on Christian Television Network, or maybe you got your phone app going. Like, I went to the bank the other day, and Sonia goes, "Oh, Brother Greg, you've been getting on me on my telephone." She's listening. She got an app on there, you know. And I just want to give a shout out to Sonia today. By the way, I've been praying for you, Sonia, and you're listening to me. God has had you on my heart. And I just want you to know that God loves you. God's got a plan for your life that you can lift your head up. And you're a special person. You are a special person. But in the context of that all by yourself now, you can repent. I mean, you don't have to be exposed. You don't have to be shamed. Mm-hmm. You can just go, God, I'm going to begin to abide. And I'm talking to pastors here, right? People that stand behind podiums or whatever you call them to say, the Lord would say unto you, when you open up Bible, you can abide. Just go to iabide.org. We have a simple plan available for you. Request that free plan today. And as soon as you fill that out, it'll come to you instantly. A page will come to you instantly where you can actually watch a video on how to do it. And it's not complicated. It's not all this, you know, you don't have to be some doctorate degree or it's not a 15 book study. It has nothing
you,
like
you
that.
You don't need your lexicon.
You don't need your lexicon.
You don't need your Strong's.
You don't need your Strong's.
Put that down.
You don't need all the sermons of some past man that heard himself from God and delivered.
Don't need your computer.
You don't need to Google for sermons. Mm-mm. You just, listen, seriously, this is so cool. This is so exciting. You're going to find out children can do what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And when they can do it, that means you can do it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, this burden of toting water is over. This burden of carrying this religious monstrosity. Statistics, according to George Barna, says it takes $1.3 million to sustain to put one person in the baptism pool, right?
Yeah.
$1.3 million per baptized believer. That's a huge burden on you. And it's not a God burden.
Mm-mm.
That's a sacred cow.
Yeah.
That is a sacred cow. And life's meant to be enjoyed. And so I want to encourage you in that and understanding that before this book comes out, and let me tell you again what the name of the book is, just so you know. And this is we totally know this word. We know what they're writing about because we've heard the same word. And the name of the book is, and it's coming from Chuck Pierce and Robert Heidler, The Apostolic Church is Rising, which is, remember, God gives apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers. It's called The Church.
Mm-hmm.
The Apostolic Church is Rising, tearing down pastoral sacred cow, tearing down the pastoral sacred cow, tearing it down.
That's the title of the book.
Yes, the title of the book. you better kick that puppy over in front of everybody, like, it's dead. I'm gone. It's over. It's okay. You know, let it go. Let it go. I you know, personally, let me read the rest of the title. The rest of the title is,
oh my goodness.
The rest of the title is, run for your lives. No, the rest of the title, and rebuilding God's house for the future, which means God's got a plan for you, plans to bless you and prosper you. Now understand, he has more to say about false pastors than he does about false prophets. So all those sermons you taught on false prophets, you need to understand, because you were concerned they were going to mess with your sacred cow. That, you know, you just got to repent and just got to say, you know what, dear God, you're God. I'm not God. And that I just want your will, whatever your will is. And I want your kingdom, not my kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And how you know it's your kingdom, when you get nervous and shaky when somebody starts talking about God's, because you're seeing you're about to lose yours.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's encouraging to me, because I know the particular man I was talking to, for example, that was about, everything was thrown in his lap, that hadn't spent time with God in years, that he would.
Yeah.
He really would. And the reason why his perspective is a, you know, a fleshly, carnal perspective or whatever, because that's what he was taught. That's what he was taught. But all that energy and all that enthusiasm and all that God's created him to be, when he puts that with God and abiding with the Lord, all of a sudden you can't, I mean, he's just like, give me another place to share what God's saying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's exciting. It's very exciting to see what God is doing. And this side of that book coming out, I would really do it because, oh, by the way, the folks that you're talking to are going to order the book.
Yeah.
They're going to order the book, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
I mean, when you go from abiding to dip, that it's not, you know, what do I say? And I don't have anything to say. It's, what, God, do you want me to say? Because you're saying so much.
Right.
You know, what is the specific word, this now word, for this moment, you know, for your people?
Right. And it's so they're going to get the book. And it's going to be Chuck's book and in the book, Robert Heidler. And and it's exciting because, God, listen, God's going to take his church, and it's not ours. It's his church, and he allows us to encourage them. His organizational chart is a flat organizational chart. It's a pancake. We all answer to God alone. But now he gives gifts in the midst of that for us to encourage, and expects us to use those gifts. But definitely not to lord over the church, but to serve the church and to bring them into an abiding relationship with him. Can you imagine that if everybody started coming to see King David, and you were at the gate stopping everybody and saying, listen, he's busy, that's a spirit of Absalom.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Why would you not lead them to the mountaintop? Why would you not tell them, we can all go to the mountaintop? That's what it was about. You need to hear the voice of God. And he said, there'll be a day that you'll hear the voice of the Lord, and you'll live and not die and have eternal life. So I want to encourage you about that. Hopefully you'll find out. You can find out details about that on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com And Chuck Pierce, Glory of Zion International Ministries, is in Corinth, Texas. It's an apostolic center. And my goodness.
Mm.
It's exciting because you're seeing things stuck, but they're not going to be stuck much more. But you don't want to be the cork that's plugging the dam. You know what I'm saying? Because it's about to pop out. It is totally about to pop out. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us. VFN Radio taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.